Chairs No Waiting, episode number 202, Mayberry Cafe. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry items. They got all kinds of things there. A 2013 wall calendar, if you're listening to this anytime in the year where you'd want that calendar. If you're listening to it later, drop by Weaver's anyway, weaversdepartmentstore.com. I bet they'll have a new calendar, so be checking it out or looking for something else over there. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 202, is Scott Hopkins. So, Scott, hey, thank you for your support of the podcast. Thank you all for being with me on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Now, we're 202 episodes into this thing, and I just realized during the last week, some of you guys are probably new to the show. Now, if you are, I want to welcome you and say thanks for coming and being a part of the show and listening to a little bit of Mayberry here on the internet. And I want to encourage you to go back and listen to some of the old episodes, because the old episodes of this podcast, going all the way back to episode one, are available. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you can go back and listen to them all live right there on the website. There's a play button. You can just listen to them. Or you can pick out the ones you like. There's an episode listing. If you go to the Two Chairs No Waiting website, when you get there, there is actually up in the top, in the top kind of toward the left of the page, it says episode listing. If you click on that, it shows you every episode, every podcast episode of not only Two Chairs No Waiting. They're all listed there by numerical order, and you can search through the subject of the podcast there. But we also have Burke on Mayberry episodes are there as well. And then there's also the Mayberry Bible Study podcast. Now, there's only about six episodes of the Mayberry Bible Study podcast, but if you would like to hear any of those, they're all available. Two Chairs No Waiting, of course, all of them. Burke on Mayberry. Now, Burke on Mayberry, for those that don't know, is a podcast that where Kevin Burke is the host, and he reviews each episode of The Andy Griffith Show in about 10 minutes. So he goes over what it was about and just kind of reminds you of some of the fun things that happen on a particular episode. At the time of this recording, his current episode is number 108, and he was going over Briscoe Declares for Ain't B, that episode of The Andy Griffith Show. And so you want to check that out. And then there's also the Mayberry Bible Study podcast. Now, that one is, it doesn't come out regularly, but it's based on Joey Phan's Mayberry Bible Study that he did, started back in 1998. So I definitely, if you're interested in Bible study thing, join me for that. That's we've had a lot of fun and gotten a lot of good feedback for that. So anyway, I just wanted to welcome you and thank you for being here. This podcast, Two Chairs No Waiting, is about The Andy Griffith Show and all things connected with Mayberry. Now, we have had interviews with cast members. You can go back and listen to those. We've interviewed fans of The Andy Griffith Show. We talk about strange facts that other people don't know about The Andy Griffith Show. And just, if it's about Mayberry, we talk about it right here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Just like Floyd the Barber, you know, two chairs. Yeah. And I got the magazines to swing it too. Yeah. Two chairs. Yeah. That's where the name of the podcast comes from. So I definitely want to encourage you, if you want to go, it came from Floyd.
Two chairs. And I got the magazines to swing it.
So that's where the name Two Chairs No Waiting came from. Two chairs, no waiting, yeah. So, hey, thank you again for being with me. Now, today, what we're going to be talking about is the Mayberry Cafe. Mayberry Cafe. Many fans of The Andy Griffith Show may have known about the Mayberry Cafe for a long time. It's in Danville, Indiana. But I bet there are a lot of you folks out there that didn't know that there was a Mayberry Cafe. Well, thanks to Two Chairs, No Waiting's roving reporter, Tom Rusk, we have an interview with Brad and Christine Bourne. Brad and Christine Bourne. They're the owners of the Mayberry Cafe, and they opened it back in 1989. So, wow, it has been open for a long time. You definitely want to drop by there if you're ever in the area. and we'll be hearing from them. And Tom Rusk will be bringing us the interview. Tom had recently been at the Indiana State Fair, and you know, he got to milk the great big cow that they had there. I mean, great big. It's not a real cow. It's like an advertisement for some kind of ice cream, but it was huge. And he had his picture made with a cow. But Tom then went on over to the Mayberry Cafe in Danville, Indiana. And I tell you, you need to drop by there if you get a chance, because they've got a Mayberry patrol car that sits out front of the place there. And they have stuff on their menu like, let's see if I can get some of these right. Aunt B's fried chicken, Barney's barbecue ribs, and Howard Sprague's ham steak. That sounds good. Oh, and don't forget Floyd's fish sandwich and Ernest T's bacon Swiss burger. That's good. That's kind of what Andy would say. So if you drop by over there, make sure you say hey from me, Floyd, to the Bournes and everything. But we want to just thank Tom again for just being willing to go and do this. So, Tom, if you would, I'm going to throw this over your way and let you take over the interview. So, folks, here's Tom Rusk.
Well, thanks, Alan. Here we are in the great city of Danville, Indiana, and our special guests today are the owners of the Mayberry Cafe. Boy, we feel like we're right here in Mount Airy. Brad and Christine Bourne, how you folks doing?
Real good. How are you?
Great. Boy, I love coming here. And the food's good, too, but boy, the atmosphere, you can't beat it.
We've had fun with it.
How long have you been Tags fans, Christine?
Well, honestly, for me, it's probably been 23 years. For Brad, I think it's been...
I'm 57.
Oh, so it's been a while, huh? You were... The show hadn't been... you weren't very old when the show came on then, right?
No.
When we got married, he used to come home, at 5:30 and watch the reruns. That's really how I learned about it.
Are you both natives of this area?
Yes.
So you're born and raised in Hoosier land, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we love this state. Tell us a little bit about the Mayberry Cafe and how this all come about.
We started this cafe back in 1989. The town wasn't as big as it is now. It was a lot smaller. You could sit here and a car would go by every 5 minutes or something. But it just seemed like Mayberry. Everybody was friendly, and it was my... I couldn't live in Mayberry, but this is as close as I could get. I always felt.
All right, follow me.
We opened up a restaurant here, ran it for about 4 years, changed the name to Mayberry Cafe, and then Christine took over and just, she decorated it to the hilt, did a great job with it.
Oh, you sure did. The memo B, the pictures, and of course you've got DVDs playing of the show for the folks to enjoy, but this has been a real labor of love.
Yeah, it has. It has, as Brad said, restaurant business is real labor intensive, and this has made it a lot more fun. And we have fans all the time that bring us memorabilia. Our favorite is the Wheaties box up there on the shelf with Barney on it.
Uh-huh. And you've had some of the folks here, David Browning, and back we're here tonight with Briscoe.
Yeah,
Bob and Pat Mundy are here, and a lot of fans. But anybody that knows about Mayberry and enjoys the Digest and Two Chairs No Waitings know about the Mayberry Cafe. So you're kind of like Mayberry in the Midwest here, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess we are. We've had Jim Nabors here and Charlene Darling and Howard Morris and
really?
Goober. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Would have been nice to get Ronnie Howard up here during the Brickyard, but he flew in from California, I think, went right back home, didn't he?
Yeah. We asked, but he was on a pretty tight schedule, but we thought it would have been really sweet.
That would have been neat. Ronnie was the pace car driver for the Brickyard just a few months ago.
Funny story was when Gomer Powell was here.
Jim Nabors.
And he's staying out here with his police car, because a policeman drives him here right when he gets off the airplane for 500, and drives him here, and then they're getting ready to leave. It's a little dark, and the policeman forgets to turn on his lights, and everybody's watching it, and everybody at the same minute says, "Citizen's arrest!"
Oh, gosh. Jim is quite a guy, and I know he enjoys, like most of the stars, the notoriety. We've had the pleasure of enjoying Maggie Peterson and Rodney Dillard at our Westminster event, and they're just such humble folks that are so appreciative of the fan base And you guys, I don't get to meet a lot of the folks. These fans are something else, aren't they, Brad?
They are. They are. When we first opened, I couldn't believe it. People were coming from everywhere. They get buses and play the show all the way from Terre Haute or St. Louis or something.
Yeah,
come here to eat.
Tremendously loyal.
We were here a few years ago. You just had a 62 squad car, but you have another one now?
We have 63. 62's in the garage. We use it for parades.
And special events as well. You say the town of Danville has grown substantially since you opened.
Yes, I wouldn't say substantially, but the traffic has been.
Yes. Well, Indianapolis has kind of grown out here on 36, haven't they?
It sure has.
And they got a lot of memorabilia. What about your hours? Are you open all the time and the breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Or?
We're open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., 10 on Friday and Saturdays.
It is labor-intensive, Christina, and the labor alone.
Yeah, it is. I would say it's a labor of love because he loves to cook and he loves the Andy Griffith Show. So it's really as simple as that.
Wow, a little bit of Mayberry right here in Danville. Do you ever get a chance to get up to Mount Airy? Probably not during Mayberry days, but...
No, I was there one time. Actually, her sister lives in Fayetteville.
Uh-huh.
So I made a point of driving in there on the way to her sister's house.
Well, it's a neat city as well, but...
It sure is.
You folks have done a wonderful job capturing the Mayberry spirit, and if you're in the Midwest and you're near Indianapolis, you're about, 35 miles?
We're going about 14 miles.
Only that close to the to 465. So you're close by, and it's a great spot, the Mayberry Cafe. Brad and Christine Bourne, we applaud you on your efforts and your love for the Andy Griffith Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks so much, and great to be part of the Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast from the Mayberry Cafe, 10-4, over and out, Point Chickie, Alan.
That was awesome. I want to thank Tom Rusk for doing that for us. He was at the Mayberry Cafe there in Danville, and I've been there one time, my wife and I. When we had gone to Mayberry in the Midwest, it was an event they used to have up in that area, just north of Indianapolis. And we were able to head on over there and go to the cafe, and it was a lot of fun. As I said, they have all kinds of Mayberry-related items on their menu, and the food is kind of like homemade, home-style cooking. And it was a lot of fun. Brad and now those guys have been to Mayberry days or to other events, I guess, not to Mayberry days, but they were at the Mayberry on the Midwest, and they gave us, and you can hear them, it's peppermint that they gave in little tin cans that they gave us that were that I've never opened. You know, I just couldn't open it because I wanted to keep them as souvenirs. So I've had them all these times, and I've got two little tins that they had provided of their peppermint from the, it says Mayberry Cafe. Let's get the address there. And the address is it's going to be on the show notes for today's podcast. But again, I want to thank Tom. Now, Tom is the one, you may remember, he puts on the Mayberry Comes to Westminster, South Carolina event that we did back in the spring of this year and last year as well. Great events, and I hope you guys will be able to make it to that one as well. So if you're in Indiana and you're near Indianapolis, drop by over at the Mayberry Cafe and tell Brad and Christine that we said hey from here at the podcast. I tried to look and see if they had a website, and they don't. So what I'm going to have a link to is Yelp. It's Y-E-L-P, yelp.com. It's a place where you can go and have reviews of websites, not websites, of restaurants and things like that. So I'm going to have a link to that in our show notes. So it'll have the directions, how to get there if you're anywhere in that area. And if you forget, you can just head back over to twochairsnowaiting.com. Look for the episode number 202, Mayberry Cafe, and you can find that information again. Or just Google it. Google Mayberry Cafe, Danville, Indiana, and you'll find it. Folks, I want to thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. It's great to have roving reporters. If any of you guys want to volunteer to be a roving reporter, I'm not going to turn you down. I just need you to make sure that the audio quality of the interview is pretty good. As you could hear, Tom did a good job during that. There's a lot of background noise, but hopefully that wasn't too distracting. They actually did the interview in the Mayberry Cafe. So they're a busy place, and you could hear all the stuff going on in there. So that kind of adds to the ambiance of the show. So anyway, I want to thank Tom again. And I want to apologize from last week. I had somebody had emailed me that evidently when I was describing that Barney was in the back room at the beginning of a Black Day for Mayberry, he was primping. I said he was pimping, evidently, on the audio podcast and probably on the video as well. Obviously, I meant primp, not pimp, because that would be a completely kind of different day in Mayberry if Barney was pimping in the back room. And this is a family podcast, so hopefully that was a, obviously I'm didn't say it right. So I just wanted to clear that up. He was primping in the mirror, looking in the mirror, you know, fixing his hair and stuff. So, hey, folks, again, thank you for spending all this time with me in Mayberry. Thank you for just being willing to be here. And I'll continue to keep trying to find fun things for us to talk about the Andy Griffith Show. It is, you know, it's been a while since the show was on, but there's always things to talk about because I love the show. And there's so much there to just keep looking for. I'd love to hear from you. So you can give me a call at 888-684-8415. And leave a voicemail. I've got several voicemails I'm going to continue to try to play through here in the next little while. And if you call in, please remember to tell me who you are. Say your name, because it's hard to give you credit for calling if I don't know who you are. And you can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can drop by the website, twochairsnowaiting.com, and leave a message there. So, folks, until next week, I look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you then. On Two Chairs, No Waiting. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.